Jenny in the live audience wants to know, how do you narrow down what the problem is? I think you've answered that a bit with the blocking and then, you know, and moving to the MRI. We also have Meta who wants to know, given the cost, how critical is MRI to the diagnosis? So can you address both of those?
Yeah. So the as far as the diagnosis of it, by far and away the first step in the diagnosis, at least for me, is to block the horse. So I see a lame horse, and I almost always will go to blocking first to identify the actual source of pain. And I think that's, for me, it's at least it's really key, because I see a lot of horses that that are lame, and I think they have one thing, because they kind of have a characteristic gait, but it turns out to be something else. So blocking them to really make sure that you know, you identify the area that's causing the lameness is key. Once I've done that, and I usually do that with a nerve block to the foot. Once I've done that, I'll generally start with x-rays. I'll take some x-rays and see how things look. If there's significant change to the navicular bone on x-rays, you have a very solid answer, and you have a diagnosis. There may be other things going on concurrently, but you can definitely say that this horse has severe navicular disease and is, you know, potentially it doesn't have a very good prognosis for further athleticism. So that may be the end stage of the diagnostics. Or you could say this horse has mild to moderate changes in its navicular bone. And instead of doing more imaging, we could try to do some treatment, some therapeutic shoeing, some anti-inflammatories, et cetera, and see if the horse responds to that. Where the MRI comes into play, it's certainly, I think it was the question from Meta, it definitely is, it's an expense. And depending on where you're at and the unit you're using, it can be a significant expense. And then there's the consideration of some horses have to go under general anesthesia for it. Some horses can do it standing, but there's that consideration of having the horse hospitalized for it. There's been some recent data coming out. There was a series of cases published out of Colorado State University that show significantly better outcomes in horses with foot lameness when they have earlier MRI than horses that wait to have an MRI. And so I would say I don't take it, you know, I'm not taking it lightly that it's expensive. And I think that plays a huge role in the decision making. I think if the finances are there to support the use of an MRI, the sooner the better, especially if you're questioning the diagnosis, because as I mentioned earlier, that it allows a more clear understanding of what's actually going on in the foot and allows you to target your treatment more appropriately, so that you're not spending several months trying to sort out what exactly is going to work or not work. So that's how I would approach it with my own horse. If I had the money, I would do an MRI sooner rather than later. Especially, you know, if I've been struggling with some front limb lameness for a couple of months, I would definitely step in and do an MRI.